City Talk 105.9 official podcast online at citytalk.fm.
So anyway, he said, "No, you have to pay extra for the missing leg."
And did you still bite hard on the concrete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we do the blog.
So this is the audio blog, and this is for the Duncan Bark Show every weekday morning from 9 on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. We look back and we look forward. Last week's shows, do you know one of the things that I thought was good that we did last week was the whole thing about motorists in this country.
Yes.
Being cash cows, but actually posing the question, do we only have ourselves to blame? And of course, when we did that on the show, that was the day when they had a combination of about 80 bikers, there was a number of truckers there as well, there were a number of cabbies. Who took to the roads, they were on the M62, weren't they, and also the M60, just protesting about the price of fuel.
Well, of course, and that's we do carefully schedule the debates on the Duncan Bark Show to fit in with these things. Yeah. As you rightly know, it's not just down to chance that these things happen. It was a serious day.
Yeah.
Great chat with that trucker, wasn't he? His name was Rob.
It was.
And he was taking part in one of these things. Yeah. And what struck me from that conversation you had with him was... this was not a professional troublemaker.
No.
This was not your kind of Fathers for Justice, nothing better to do than cause a stir. No. All right, we won't have that debate because I know you like Fathers for Justice.
Yeah, I do.
But you know what I mean? Okay, the environmental campaigners at the airport.
Yeah.
This was a guy
desperation.
Who wanted to feed his family
and
pay his mortgage.
Hmm.
And he didn't want to take a day off to fart around on the M62 going slowly. He wanted to drive his wagon and make a delivery, but he couldn't because he was going out of business.
I think you're bang on. One of the reasons that we kind of revisit this topic on the show is we know a number of cabbies in the city of Liverpool, and when this radio show first came to the airways across the northwest, it's the kind of cabbies who got involved because obviously they're driving around listening to stuff, and you know, I know of cabbies who are literally on the cusp of handing back their plates because as the cost of fuel goes up, it's not worth them doing that job anymore. And also what we found out when we talked to Rob, not only does he just want to feed his family and stuff, but he is an independent haulier and he contracts himself out, and he actually gave us a comparison of how much it costs to fill his tank up now compared to this time last year. And the difference is about £110. And, you know, for some of these guys, that's the difference between profit and loss. Mm. And their businesses are literally going to the wall. And I think it is desperation. I think they've reached the point, and rightly so, where they will do anything because normally they are law-abiding people. They'll play by the rules. They'll do all the right stuff. And that is great. You know, it's what this country is built on. But increasingly, if they feel their feelings or their opinions are being ignored, and I do think that's how they feel, they're going to start doing more protests.
Well, I heard on Larry Neild's show on Sunday, the Commons Touch, one of the Eagle twins, I can't remember which one, it was the one that's the MP for Wallasey.
Yeah.
I think it's Maria. Anyway, the Wallasey one.
Yeah.
Talking very earnestly about how it's the oil company's fault for putting the prices up. And it's just, they're being obstinate and they're ignoring the fact that it would just take one act to slash the duty on fuel just for a little while, not to keep blaming the oil companies because we know how much is duty. And they they talk about it as if you can't reduce tax, as if tax is set by Mother Nature or God or something. Well, you know, we can't do anything about that. Just cut the duty. That's all you have to do.
I think you're right. And I think part of the problem is they've probably allocated the money somewhere and it'll be in areas.
Probably for new wallpaper.
Well, you know, it will either be for stuff like new wallpaper or to continue to fund maybe the action in Afghanistan and Iraq. Mm. You know, let's be honest, that's a costly process. And I think, you know, but it's the sheer arrogance. And I'm glad that you brought it up because it was kind of like, oh, it's oil companies. And it's like, hello, do you think we're stupid? You know, so I think there's two things that could be done instantly. One, you could reduce the duty at the moment. At a stroke, it could happen tomorrow just by 2 or 3 pence, and that would start to make a difference. And two, you know, we expect in a few months' time for Alistair Darling to put the duty up again. It's been postponed once. It needs to be scrapped. It really is that simple.
Stop pulling our udders, darling.
Yeah. So that was one of the highlights from last week. Coming up for this week, we've got a whole load of stuff, haven't we? One of the things that... two things I just want to mention. Very quickly, we're going to look at politics, American politics versus British politics, because I actually believe that American politics are more important than the politics in this country. But one of the highlights, I think, will be Thursday's show.
Yes.
Where we're talking about hoarding school. Are you preparing for Armageddon? Now, you've been talking to some very interesting people about this in order to get the thing together.
Yes. I can't wait for this one, actually. This is the beauty of doing a radio show. You know, you think about something that is interesting and you go off and talk to people who are involved in it.
Yeah.
And on Thursday's show, as long as it all goes ahead properly,
yeah.
You're going to be speaking to a guy called Aton, yeah. Edwards, I don't know if that's how you pronounce his first name, because I've only emailed him so far. But he is the head of something called the International Preparedness Network. And it's an American organisation originally, but they've got branches now all over the world, including the UK. And what they do is prepare for the big day. And when we say Armageddon, it sounds a bit far-fetched and a bit Hollywood.
Right.
Clearly, there is a possibility of nuclear Armageddon,
yeah.
although I think that's probably less of a possibility.
Yeah.
But certainly,
yeah.
you know, when fuel runs out,
yeah.
that will bring society crashing to a halt, as we've just been discussing.
Yeah.
It could be something more environmental if the oceans really do rise or there's extreme weather. The
yeah.
point is...
Mm-hmm.
We are all so lazy and yeah. soft. And yeah. if we want a loaf of bread or whatever, Tesco is open 24 hours.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
anything you want is always there and it doesn't cost very much.
Mm.
What we're going to be asking is, are we really ready for if the food and the food chain runs out?
Mm.
What have you got in your garage? Because I've got nothing, but I'm going to start. I'm going to start hoarding.
I think you're right, and I think it's we should just point out and clarify again the use of the term Armageddon. We're not talking about the bomb dropping, but it could be anything. You know, it could be a lack of water, as you talked about, the lack of fuel. It could be a famine, lack of food. It doesn't matter. It's Armageddon in whatever form. And something's going to happen. Something will happen. And you're right. You're absolutely spot on. We've become far, far too comfortable. And everything is so fragile now.
Mm.
Not just food deliveries to supermarkets and stuff, but if you look at the infrastructure of this company, which is all built now on IT. Everything is online. And if you think about a situation where it is fuel, for example, that goes down, and you know, can you imagine this country going back to how it coped in the 70s with the lights going out at 6 o'clock at night in the winter of discontent? People wouldn't put up with that now. There'd be a riot. They would literally be a riot because people wouldn't be able to watch Coronation Street.
Mm.
They wouldn't be able to use their laptop. They wouldn't be able to do this, that, and the other. And we have become too comfortable. And I think everything is so fragile. All it'll take is literally 2 or 3 days of discomfort, and I could see a form of civil war breaking out in this country.
Me too. And I want to... I don't want to be one of the people clamouring at the shutters of Tesco trying to get a stale loaf of bread. I want to go into my garage and get one of my nice tins of corned beef, all numbered and date marked.
Yeah.
I tell you what, when Armageddon comes,
yeah.
and it is no laughing matter when it does come, but I want to be ready for it. And I'm going to be taking notes when you speak to Aton Edwards, because he sounds like he's got the right idea.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When Armageddon comes, I'm coming around your house. So that's what's happening on the Duncan Bulk Show. That's happening on Thursday morning. Loads of other stuff as well. And, of course, the best thing to do, as we say every time, tune in weekday mornings from 9.
Dunk, you're not really coming around my house, are you?
Well, how much corned beef have you got?
Well, not enough for you.
Well, what about baked beans?
Listen, and log on to the Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.